This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. If you are a soybean grower in the Midwest, you are well aware of the threat of soybean cyst nematode, or SCN. The yield-robbing pest is responsible for $1.5 billion in loss annually. To give growers another tool to help fight SCN, BASF has developed a new website at scnfields.com to give farmers more data to build a management strategy for their operation. Troy Bauer, Senior Technical Field Representative with BASF, says that the new website can assist Iowa's growers with a visual data tool that displays SCN pressure in their area.
It's a new website that we've launched at BASF, part of our portfolio for digital solutions to help support growers to increase their profitability and just to raise awareness around this very damaging pest.
After considering the level of pressure in the immediate area, a grower can then build a management strategy that best fits their operation.
My encouragement would be is they need to go out and soil sample and really understand what's going on in their own fields and then develop a management strategy. Because based on the information we've collected, nearly 80% of the fields that we've sampled have had SCN in them, and nearly 60% of the fields are losing significant yields due to the soybean cyst nematode. And as we know, SCN is kind of that silent yield robber. We really don't see any above ground effects.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured content from Corteva.
We're talking with Scott Youngman, Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa with Corteva. And Scott, Palmer amaranth is a difficult weed for corn and soybean farmers across the Corn Belt. What advice do you have for them?
Well, you're right, Dustin. Very prolific weed. Tough for a lot of herbicide systems to get effective control on it. So the Enlist system is highly effective with Palmer. You know, in Iowa here, we got Palmer kind of nipping at our heels, coming in on the corners. It's the ugly kid sister to water hemp, but it's coming on. It's much the same. We've got to be pretty aggressive with our program approach. We've got to have a broad spectrum pre-herbicide out. And then over the top, we're looking at Enlist Liberty tank mix. Two modes of action, dual modes of action, are both highly effective on Palmer. We can get over 90% control of Palmer. Keep that weed from coming in and spreading like it has in other states. We just don't want it in Iowa.
And Scott, where can our listeners learn more?
As always, we'd love before you go out there to Enlist.com.
That's Scott Youngman, Enlist Field Specialist for Iowa with Corteva.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.